I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Happy Thursday. I said Thursday, which it is a Thirsty Thursday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Attitude. Figgy Fig, rock with you as we continue to get ready for what is going to be a big time game this weekend. Texans, Ravens, obviously Texans favored now with all of the injuries. In fact, let's talk about that here and now because the injury report came out and it was wild. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston, where we get a message that says, can you really talk like a mime? And no, you cannot.
This is true.
That is fair.
Was I guess you mime like a mime.
Was he doing what a mime usually do, though?
No.
Mimes use their mouths, though. I was wondering about that. Like they'll
what do you
say,
mean by that?
Like, they'll mouth words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you got to do the other stuff, too,
yeah,
though,
he wasn't
right?
He wasn't doing the boxes.
Oh, yeah, miming is a pretty advanced art form. Like, there's more to this.
It would have been cool if he did, though.
When I seen the headline and it said mime, I'm thinking he was all in. I thought he was pulling the rope and everything, the white gloves.
That would have been great if he had the white gloves while he was.
I don't know if that would have been better or worse. Like at that point, it's like, oh, this is much more of a romp. But also, it's like, oh, you take it. This is a long way. There's no seriousness in what you're doing here. All right, very good. Oh wow, we're already must win Sunday for CJ Legacy.
Wow.
All right, 281, you're doing a lot.
For his legacy.
Good God. Like all of the buzzwords, many of them that I enjoy. Many of them that I hate.
His legacy.
The thing
must win Sunday.
Legacy. Yeah, it's a
for
legacy
CJ's
game.
Legacy.
Oh man, your show's so awesome.
What are we doing?
The thing is, if he do win this game, it ain't gonna matter.
He's established
because
his legacy.
Yeah, because Lamar Jackson wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Why do we try and do legacy talk in the midst of it?
I'm all about it right now.
You're all about legacy talk?
No, I'm not really, but I like that we went there.
So if he loses this game, we might as well trade him. It's over.
Like that's not what a legacy is.
No.
Like we can't do it. We can't parse this in the midst of it. That's just
we're gonna go back to this game right here if he loses this
we
game.
We will point to this game.
We're gonna point to Cooper Rush. Like, damn.
I will say this.
Uh-oh.
No, I will say this.
All right.
However, tell me if you agree or disagree. I'm kind of to the point where I'll be disappointed if they lose.
Yeah!
Figgy?
That is John Lopez saying this is a must-win game.
I'm actually scared.
I'm putting words in your mouth, your friend.
I'm actually scared to pick them to win, like make this a for-sure win right here.
Are you there? I'm just being honest. I'm kind of like, that was an injury report, man.
Yeah, so
that was an injury report.
I think I'm there with you that I'd be disappointed if the Texans do not win this game. Looking at the injury report, obviously we know Derek Stingley Jr. did not practice yesterday, dealing with that oblique that, you know, obviously he dealt with last week and that he sustained. Actually, technically, I know that we knew about it with the Jags game because that's when he left the game.
Yes.
But it feels like that's something that he's been dealing with since week one,
maybe, right?
That felt obvious. It felt like something where, I mean, he didn't practice at all last week, or he was in a limited capacity on Friday. So it was very, very minimal practicing. It would seem to make sense that you allow him to try and get the rest up, to try and deal with that oblique, get him back to a place where he feels as best as possible going into week five. That felt like it made sense. Follow Run Show, Fatukasi is dealing with the shoulder. He did not participate. Anybody upset about that?
No.
Like, I kind of hate that we're in this place because my fellow Nigerian brethren on Nigerian Independence Day yesterday, and I'm just like, don't care. Yeah. I'm sorry, just don't care. Like, I'd much rather obviously see Rankins and Settle and Edwards and, at this point, Togi.
Autry might slide in there.
He was a limited participant as well. But then the other DNP for your Texans was Will Anderson Jr., and the actual designation we got was not injury-related, just rest, which if you were one of the few people that did have any concerns there, you were. I imagine that there was a deep sigh of relief. But, of course, that's not what we're talking about when we talk about injury report. As follows, these are the guys who did not participate. Clearly Lamar Jackson, Patrick Ricard, the fullback, which matters for this team and the way that they operate. Roquan Smith, the middle linebacker who left the game against Kansas City last week. Ronnie Stanley, who again did not play in that game last week either. He matters a good amount when it comes to protecting. We'll talk more about that. Tez Walker, wide receiver, who is an interesting guy depth-wise for them as at wide receiver. Nate Wiggins, a really important cornerback. Chido Awuzie did not practice as well. Another cornerback. And Marlon Humphrey. That's three cornerbacks that they have that did not practice on Wednesday. Yeah. Two of which I know left that game against Kansas City. Like, this is really problematic for them. And that's before I even start talking about the guys who were just limited participants. Kyle Van Noy, who's returning from injury. He seems like he'll play this week. Kyle Hamilton, who was a very important safety for them. He's been good still. And Travis Jones, a nose tackle.
Yeah.
Those return. Like, there's a lot of names that we're talking about, and they're all really heavy hitters on what this team does.
But if you go DNP, did not participate. If you, and again, we all talk about, you don't want wish injuries on anybody, but if someone asked you, give me eight players that you don't want to participate for the sake of the Texans having an advantage, they would probably be three cornerbacks, a starting tackle, Roquan Smith, Lamar Jackson. Like, that's six players right there, like, that are so integral to not only to what they do, but what could help the Texans. Oh, no Lamar Jackson potentially. That's pretty good. That's pretty good if you're the Texans defense. How about three cornerbacks for an offense that's just finding its feet?
Yeah.
You know?
And also, even with those cornerbacks, because that's the thing that we will continue to talk about over the next couple of days, is the ways in which this defense obviously will be hampered for the Ravens, but also the ways that the defense with those guys was problematic. They've given up a lot of yards to wide receivers, and that only stands to get worse for them if they do not have someone like a Marlon Humphrey. Nate Wiggins has been good in his young career. Like, if they do not have those guys, let me see. They gave up six touchdowns to wide receivers thus far with a 105 passer rating, and that's with those types of guys that are really good. Their next level of guys, not nearly the same. So what does that mean? Not just for Nico Collins, who has had 79-plus yards the last couple of games. Does that go up to 100? Does that look like something? How about Jaden Higgins, who, all right, nice, you found a touchdown. Does that show up more? What about your slot guys?
Yeah.
Whether you actually get whether you get more usage out of Jalen Noel or just Christian Kirk. It feels like Christian Kirk hasn't fully integrated into what you, or at least showing up production-wise. That'd be really cool to see him go off and ultimately just giving this offense more stuff, more life, and more success that you could build upon as you're trying to jumpstart what had been a really putrid offense to start the season.
Yeah, so, you talk about the here and now, and then, we're talking about we might be disappointed. I think we all agree, probably be disappointed if they don't win at this point. Well, then what does that do? You go 2-3 going into the bye week, and we talked about it yesterday. Seahawks, really good team, really good defense. So that's going to be an issue no matter what, presuming health. But then, Niners, Brock Purdy's not playing tonight.
Correct.
He's got that foot thing going on. How much is that going to linger?
And it's not just Brock. It's Ricky Pearsall. It's Juwan Jennings. And there's a lot of things with that team that you go, ooh, okay.
They got hit with a lot of injuries, too.
They're dealing with, they're going through some things.
Then Broncos, Jags, and Titans. Like, it's not like a legacy game, but this is potentially a really pivotal moment if they can go ahead and take care of business, because then you have the momentum. Your offense presumably will, still look advancing. And then all of a sudden you got some beat up quarterbacks and some bad teams on the horizon.
Fair text that comes in from the 713. Guys, I know the ultimate, and ultimate's in all caps, just so you know, goal is to win. But if it's the only way the Texans can win with is by other teams' best players being out, is that what we want? I mean, No. However, the circumstance that you find yourself in is 1-3.
Yeah.
You ain't really got time to be clamoring for, well, I want to take the guy's best punch. No, you need to get wins. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And honestly, right now against the Baltimore Ravens, like I was on the stance where, you know, with the Pender poll that Sean put up starting the season, where would you rather be 4-1 with the loss to the Ravens or 3-2 with a win to the Ravens? I was on the side of give me the the win that proves that you can be that type of team. But where we've seen this Texans team start, I'm saying, no, I'd actually more rather the opportunity to maybe give this offense more opportunities to ease into being the best version of whatever they possibly can be, even with me believing that that ceiling is lower than they had previously thought. Like, give yourself an opportunity to ease into that and just get a win on the books. Because, again, it might be nice for you to be like, oh, it feels like you can win against good teams. Right now, you need to add up to 8, 9, 10 wins so that you can give yourself an opportunity to just be able to play in the playoffs.
It's a matter of how do you get there? How do you get back into it? How do you gain that confidence? How does your offense start to gain traction? This is a good way to do it. That's where I am. Injuries, no injuries, the injuries help. Who cares? Who cares? This is how you get there. You get better.
Yeah. So I think the injury report absolutely just on its face gives you so much of a feeling that you need to get this victory for sure. All right. We'll talk more about this game as we continue on in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Thursday. Coming up next. I forgot where we were going. just how fearful are you?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, a Thursday for you. Are you fearful of Derrick Henry, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens? And should you be? 713-572-4610. Let us know by texting in there how you feel about it, because there's obviously a big question mark on who will play quarterback. With Lamar Jackson not practicing yesterday, there's divergent reporting
on whether or not he is, you know, probably likely to miss this week and maybe being out 2 to 3 weeks dealing with the hamstring, or whether he'll give it a go, according to Rappaport. So, like, that's one of those things that you don't know. One of the things you do know, Derrick Henry will be available to run the football. And one of the things you also know is there is a history that you have, that that man has with this organization.
Not so much with the D'Amico Ryans defense, to be fair.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so all of that, I kind of wanted to factor that in and boil it down and ask, how fearful are you of Derrick Henry in this game, especially if they have to turn to Cooper Rush and maybe logically lean a little bit more on trying to run the football?
Short answer, I'm terrified of Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Short answer.
That is a big word for Elmo.
There are... My granddaughter's favorite stuffed animal.
Should be.
There are
Elmo's still popping with the kids, right? Elmo been going for like a good 30 years.
She goes everywhere with that thing. The 1 year old.
Is it popping in the streets though?
Oh yeah.
It still the thing?
I feel like Elmo's still.
Hey, search Elmo on YouTube and
like Paw Patrol popped up for a little bit. I feel like Bluey is hot in the streets.
Yeah,
but Elmo still got his corners.
I will say the one just quick tangent. The one thing about becoming a grandparent. You really start to get a good gauge on what is really hot these days, like for kids. Because I was so not attached to that for so long. Elmo is fire with the little.
Wait till she get about 5 years old around there. Yeah. Then it's gonna switch.
Miss Rachel is like
hot in these streets.
Oh my gosh,
hot in these youth street, these kids streets,
and Cars. Cars, the movie Cars.
Anyway. Oh yeah, yeah, Lightning McQueen.
What you know about brain rot?
All right, we're doing a lot right now.
I don't know.
We're going real far here.
Okay, back to this lane. We took a little.
So running backs, huh?
We took a little exit there, but that's all right. Everybody takes a little rest stop to go to Bucky's or whatever. Anyway, so there are levels to it. Short answer: I'm terrified because you're always just a fingernail away. Like it's inevitable. How many times have you seen Derrick Henry? We're like, ooh, that could have gone. Ooh, if that guy didn't trip him up. Oh, my God, if he didn't stumble.
Or if he didn't fumble.
Yeah, or fumble or stumble or whatever it was. That's what terrifies me about him. That said, we mentioned it yesterday. He had 5 straight games, and you got to kind of take a deep breath when you do this, and this was his total rushing yards against the Texans. 211, 212, 250, 219, 126. 126. Anyway, then D'Amico Ryans comes along, Reggie. 16 carries, 9 yards.
Oh, that sounds good.
12 carries, 42 yards.
Not bad. That's manageable.
But then 25 carries, 147 yards.
That was Christmas. I remember that. I remember that very, very much.
So that's kind of why he terrifies me. Even D'Amico, who can, and I think he's going to do so even more, because as much as he talked about, you know, preparing for Lamar Jackson yesterday and everything else, I got a hunch that they're really sort of in the same boat as a lot of us. It's going to be a stretch for Lamar, no pun intended, for Lamar Jackson to play on Sunday. As much as they can focus their defense on Derrick Henry, you're still just a smidge away from him killing you.
Yeah, I asked this in a very particular way, how fearful, and I was very interested, especially as we enter spooky season, what kind of different words. I'm cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just have a little bit of trepidation that creeps in, but I'm not maximum fearful. I'm not terrified like you are because of the way that the four games this season have gone for Derrick Henry early on. He has very much had, especially, and we've seen it tick down from week 1 to week 4. He's had less and less success on a consistent basis running the rock, you know, meeting their goals. And on top of that, he's also had fewer and fewer one touches. So I do wonder if like if the Ravens and Todd Monken kind of switch up, especially with the circumstances, and give him the ball more, if that changes, because he is one of those kind of get stronger as it goes along type backs.
Mm-hmm.
However, even with that, check these numbers out here as I give them to you. And the numbers that I'm giving you, the significance is rushes of 10 plus yards or more. Because again, I think Derrick Henry,
he's that guy.
He's that kind of guy. He'll get you the explosives, but you know, it's going to be, you know, little, then, here comes the big ones. 5 rushes of 10 plus yards against the Buffalo Bills in week 1. Huge, incredible game. Hit 15 plus miles per hour 5 times. Incredible. Week 2, no rushes of 10 plus yards. Week 3.
Who was that against?
That was against the Browns.
Oh yeah.
Incredible defense, understandable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Against the Lions, 1 rush of 10 plus yards. Against the Chiefs, 2 rushes of 10 plus yards. He's not getting as many of those explosives as he did even early on in the season. And some of this is the offensive line. All the offensive line, I guess, when you look at it, they should be able to block pretty well. The metrics would tell you that they're pretty good, like literally the best at creating yards before carry. They're literally 11th in run block win rate. Those statistics. I do wonder, though, how does that change when you don't have the threat of Lamar Jackson also running?
Yes.
Like, so for me, I go, there is still that nature of Derrick Henry, especially if he's making sure to control the football and just with his size, with we know that he still has the ability to get up to speed when he gets out in space. That is available, especially for a team that on the front line, you don't have big bodies, and behind, you've had some tackling issues a little bit early on in the season. However, it's been ticking down for him, and especially some of the things that lean into a good run game for the Ravens aren't necessarily there for this game. At least it looks like they won't be.
I absolutely think that that's significant. I really do. Here's where, again, I lean toward he's a little bit terrifying. They haven't leaned into him.
Right.
They haven't. You mentioned those last three games, 11 carries.
Yes, in week two.
12 carries.
Week three.
8 carries.
That's right.
So is this going to be the game where John Harbaugh says, we don't have Lamar Jackson.
Run the damn ball.
He's getting 20. You know, he's getting 22. That's why, to me, short answer is I'm still terrified of that dude. And because they have so many different things. He had 18 carries in that first game, 169 yards, five, as you put it, rushes of over 10 yards. They were leaning into him. Now, they're trying to limit his touches, I'm sure, for postseason berths, et cetera, presuming they get one.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But right now, that's exactly like early on, maybe you can go limiting touches in order to help him for postseason berth. Right now, you don't know that you have postseason berth if you're the Ravens.
So maybe you're going to lean into this Texans game and say, hey, Derek, we're going to take care of you, but you're getting 20. 20 scary.
Right. Yeah. And now that tick down in attempts, also you could wonder if that's games getting away where now they're having to chase it by throwing the football.
Sure.
And that's where maybe you go, you can help yourself mitigate the Derrick Henry as well by getting out fast with this offense. Mm-hmm. How confident are you in the Texans getting out fast? Me personally, not all that much as of right now, if I'm going to be completely honest. However, if you can manage to get out there and score on your first possession, three is nice, seven even better, right? If you can get out and score, you can place more of a emphasis for them on maybe we need to pass the football because we're not just going to be able to run the football, especially because one of the things that we saw that was much better last weekend versus the Titans versus your first 3 weeks as the Texans defense was time of possession and not being on the field. And if they can allow Derrick Henry to have some level of success, if he can find, you know, those big plays, do you end up in a place where that defense is on the field a lot, taking body blows, and then not necessarily being the type of shutdown defense, but being a little bit less viable version of themselves and making the margins even thinner for your offense?
I think, you know, Harbaugh is such a good coach. I'm going to use the old basketball analogy. I think this is how he's going to approach it. What do you do to a team that presses? You press them. You press a pressing team. A team like the Texans that uses ball control, I think Harbaugh is going to use the same formula. He's just going to pound it at them. If they go down 7-0, he's not going to panic. He's not going to worry. Because the Texans are right now, all evidence, even though they took care of the Titans, all evidence points to they're not going to put a bunch of points on the board.
For the 8-3-2, I would like to see Azeez, EJ, and Harris for that challenge. I think you're definitely going to see more EJ speed. The way that D'Amico Ryans talked about EJ speed in the coaches show, and I think in other instances where he's had an opportunity to be in front of a microphone, sounds like how he talked about with Woody Marks, as we've seen some of that tick up. And you know, talking about some of the talents and things that he does well. And you could see it on the field. I don't think that this team, at least on defense, when they see somebody do something well, they reward them for it.
Yeah.
So I think you will see more EJ speed, especially because he has that speed to get there. And the physicality, that's a big dude. Christian Harris, bigger dude. I do wonder if you see a lot less Henry, especially because tackling ends up being sometimes his issue at times.
I don't know, man. I think they're going to feed the beast. He's going to get
Henry?
Henry. 18 to 20.
Snaps?
Yeah. Carries.
Okay. Yeah. From the 832, Henry doesn't have carries. He has scaries. Fair enough.
Yeah.
From the 832, from another 832, with the way the Texas tackle so far, Henry could explode. From another 832, yet, I'm not very fearful of Henry. My biggest concern is Zay Flowers. Interesting. Okay, we'll talk about more. 346, not as scared of Henry as I used to be because he's become inconsistent, in my opinion. I will say I got my eyes on him. Yeah, without question, it's going to be a good place to put your eyes in this game. But yeah, I think that honestly, you shouldn't be terrified of Derrick Henry. But
there's definitely
some healthy fear that you should have.
I am
of a man that that they call El Tractorcito.
Yeah,
I still remember being on the field of the Cotton Bowl. I believe that was 2016 after the 2015 college football season. I got to be on the field. That was Michigan State, Alabama. And I saw them warming up and I was like, within maybe like 15, 20 yards of Derrick Henry. And the thought I had to myself is we shouldn't make those.
Yeah. Was like, that the famous coin flip game with him and Ingram?
Yes. Yes, he's very large. He's an incredibly large.
I'm kind of shy. We didn't even bring up DeAndre Hopkins. Ain't nobody scared of him.
Oh, well, we were just talking about the run game. There's going to be more conversations. And the pass game, obviously, is going to be something that's very interesting to evaluate. So let's keep talking about that as we continue here on Thursday in the Loop. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What are some things for teams or players that they do that you consider red flags? And also, what about relationships? 713-572-4610. Get your Texans, and we'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 610. We're going to make it here on a Thursday here in Loop. Question of the day. What maybe do players or teams do that are red flags? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And if you feel like you can get to relationships as well, because it feels like there's definitely one that you could view as a red flag, as Shedeur Sanders, the third string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. It felt like he might have given you a red flag. This is something that kind of, and now not everybody views it this way, and we've seen already people on the text line, again, 713-572-4610, kind of state their case as to why they don't view it necessarily as such. But if you somehow missed what happened there in Cleveland,
we would play the audio, but
there isn't much. I will play the audio that seemingly Shedeur was responding to, because it all starts with the decision that Kevin Stefanski and the Browns make to start Dylan Gabriel as the quarterback in their London game this week versus the Vikings. So he will take over for Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco will take over for Dylan Gabriel as he becomes QB2, and Shedeur Sanders remains as quarterback 3. And before we get to Shador Sanders' response to that, this is Rex Ryan's just talking about Shador Sanders in general earlier this week.
Stefanski is one of an outstanding coach. All right. But why the hell isn't he putting Shador Sanders? We're all waiting to see the Shador Sanders be the guy or Gabriel, whatever. Something's missing. Something's missing with this kid. This kid talks. He runs his mouth like I could be a starting quarterback with his arms crossed like this. Get your ass in the front row and study and do all that. If I know, the whole league knows. Quit being an embarrassment that way. You got the talent to be the quarterback. You should be. You should be embarrassed that you're not the quarterback now.
I actually agree with him on the last part there.
The last part, you be embarrassed that you're not the quarterback now?
No.
Oh, okay, the second half. The penultimate part, yeah.
When he's talking about, just get in the front row, do what you're supposed to do, and I get, and Rex Ryan, I don't like agreeing with him all the time because I think he can be a little bit, too over the top.
Brash.
But he's right. He's absolutely right. Joe Flacco got benched and talked. And in that talk, I thought it was something that he kind of agreed with Rex Ryan. I didn't bring it, Figgy. I just was reading it. But he said something about Dylan Gabriel. He said something about, you can tell how important it is to him. He's always, doing and saying and studying and all this other stuff. And he didn't say anything about Shador. I know he was asked about Dylan Gabriel, but he said, like, that was the difference for that kid. And I think Rex Ryan, and in a weird way, Joe Flacco was talking about the exact same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question that Shador Sanders, he was asked about Dylan Gabriel being elevated, and the video would show you, obviously audio won't tell you, because that he kind of just mouths a response, mm-hmm. even though he does not say anything. He just kind of mouths it. That seemed to be like a jab back at Rex Ryan, who obviously, as you heard, said, well, this kid just talks too much. I feel like if you want to just not talk, you can not talk to some degree. Because it's not, to be fair, in his defense, it is not him that is putting this microphone in his own face, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody kind of got to blame in this, to me, because at the end of the day, he is a third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
And reporters are going to the third-string quarterback. And they're going to him for a reason. You don't have to go to the third string quarterback. They're not forcing him.
But we all
at
know
the podium.
He's not your average third string quarterback. Given where he was in the draft, his dad, his status as college player.
He is the third string quarterback, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong technically. I think there's some mitigating factors here that made it different. But regardless, he can do what Reggie said. Hey guys, I'm the third string quarterback. I don't feel like talking.
And I don't even think you have to do that. Yeah. I think just like, you don't need to make it a spectacle. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because I feel like I'm delving into like the respectability politics of it. I'm like, I think ultimately I end up being a pragmatist a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, oh, you have to do it this way, right? Because I think we get too robotic in ways. I just feel like, how does this help is the question that I ask.
It's a red flag about.
And I don't know how this helps. And even if it's not like actually a real life red flag, the problem is the people that make decisions in football still probably view that as a red flag. Mm-hmm. And so how are you helping yourself get to the ultimate goal?
He dropped to the fifth round for a reason. These guys interviewed him. These general managers and coaches and personnel people interviewed him. He didn't drop to the fifth round by accident, guys. It wasn't an accident. And now Sean brought up a really good question this morning. Of the 31 other teams out there, how many of them were cool with what he did or didn't think that was a red flag? Zero.
So
I think a team red flag is the Browns picking him and another quarterback.
Yes, that's a red flag about the Browns.
Having four quarterbacks on your depth chart as you come into the season. That's clearly.
Forget the four quarterbacks on the depth chart. You pick one in the third round and Shador in the fifth round.
Yeah.
How do you think, did you not think this would happen?
Yeah, but that's a good point about a red flag, and that's what we're talking, whether it's your team, your athletes, your relationship. One of the big red flags for me, and it's more of an eye roll, I guess, is when a player unfollows his team. When they unfollow their team on, because they know everybody's going to, ooh.
Now that matter, there was a point in time early on, relatively early in social media and its, prevalence, where I was like, mm-hmm. guys, we're doing a lot basing stuff off of this social media. All these dudes grew up in social media. Mm-hmm. And so, unfollowing someone
but it's or silly.
Changing your pictures on there, It's silly, but it means something. There's a lot of stuff that we do that's silly that we just go ahead and let rock.
It do kind of make you look at the person a little crazy. Like, all it does. Right, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an eye roll.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's an
about.
Eye roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's like unnecessarily like, dramatic.
Like, all right, man.
Yeah.
There's still some players that don't even play for that team that's still following that team.
What are some red flags for you guys? Another one for me, I'm looking at you, Houston Astros, is when a team does not allow someone relevant in the moment, whether it's their doctors or athletic trainers or a player that was in the crosshairs of a big moment, when they don't allow them to talk. That tells me all I need to know about the leadership of that team. They're paranoid. They're trying to, you know, wag the dog. They're hiding. They're cowardice. All that stuff.
The only place, because I agree with you, I think the only place where I would leave a caveat is, like, I respect when in college football they're like, we don't let the freshmen talk.
Oh, sure.
Right? Like, I think that there's a level of protection for certain instances, like, you get in the media and this is only going to hurt, right? In the same way that I was talking about with Shador. This is probably not what we want to do, especially for a dude who is not as experienced as having these cameras and these microphones in his face. We're just going to mitigate this. Even if all the conversation is probably going to be good, we just don't want to have put you in that place just yet. Like, I think I agree with there. Some other ones that are coming in, someone said, anytime Mike McDaniels gets on the microphone, it's a red flag.
Yes, it is.
I think you spelled Tua wrong.
Well, both of them.
Every time he get on the mic, it's kind of uncomfortable.
How about Aaron Rodgers?
I don't even, like, I feel like Aaron Rodgers' existence ends up just being kind of red flag. One of my favorites, it's a cliche, so I'll just say it and let it go, is just best shape of my life. Yep. It's like, all right, I know what that means, and I know who you are at this point. That one hits me.
Yeah, I got a random one. Seth brought up the whole record deal one when he's trying to start a record deal. I feel like now in 2025, whenever I see a player, an after player that's not all that good, but trying to start a podcast.
Oh, yes.
It's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then it's not even like, oh, I got to deal with FanDuel and I'm going to be doing a podcast. Everybody, I got the whole production thing together. It's them actually trying to do it themselves.
Yes.
And then it's like, man, they don't get past 5 episodes, man.
Who was that? I looked it up. I couldn't find it. Who was that cornerback from the Texans?
Steven Nelson. Yeah, I think he got about 10 episodes in. That was it.
Do you agree with this one? When one player attempts to reconcile with Dap and other player leaves him hanging like CP3 and Harden? I don't know, man, because sometimes those dynamics go further. And like, I could very much see a place where player number one or person number one was wilding. They just try and cover it up with some Dap. And you're like, no, that is not enough to cover up whatever you was doing out here. Like, there's more reconciliation that is necessary than you just putting out your hand right now.
The bat phone said, Livy Dunn's pits.
I don't even know what that means.
You saw the picture of her at the last Pirates game, and she had like
armpit hair?
No, just black.
Oh.
All sweaty and
dull. Oh, okay.
Like with the shirt. I thought like you meant her actual armpits were black. I was like, that might be a little disconcerting. No. I feel like that's a red flag medically. Go get that checked out. What's happening here? Is everything okay?
Yeah. Like, here, I'll show you the picture.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So she was sweating. Hey, man, people sweat. And to that point, somebody went,
I think my friend would put up with it.
Okay. All right. We're getting degenerate at this point. Someone said relationship wise, when she's willing to fart and utilize the restroom around you, it's just because it's natural.
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah, it depends on where you are in the relationship.
But he's like early on, yes. That's kind of wild that we do that as human beings. Like, I want to get to know you, the real you, except fake for like 2 weeks for me, please. Like, I need you to put your best face forward.
You mean
first.
Fake for like 2 years?
I think you can go the other way on that one. Not to get too gross or anything.
Oh God! All right, but I should stop you now.
No. But if you're like 10 or 15 years into a marriage, I've had several tell me this. Oh, I've never heard my wife fart.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's a red flag.
Yes, it can work both ways. Like, what are they like then?
And you weird as hell. Yeah. So if y'all sitting there on the couch
10, 15 years.
Are you
in,
going upstairs
to
hide it?
I think that's a red flag too.
You're hiding that you're human?
It works both ways, man.
It does work both ways. All right, there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Thursday. A couple of notes. It's a Thirsty Thursday, so the fellas of The Drive will be out at Buffalo Wild Wings this time.
I feel like we were channeling Washington. The Drive in that last conversation.
Yeah, well,
that's fair. Poop talk.
A lot of fart talk.
That did happen. If you want to get more of that or just generally, it's a good show. Check out with the fellas, hang out with the fellas from 2 to 6 at Buffalo Wild Wings on Washington. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL where Thursday Night Football is tonight. And one of these teams is beating and bruised to all hell. We'll talk about that and more next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.